here tonight. I'm glad that I feel the presence of the Lord in this place tonight. I got me a helper back here. You want to help me read? Brother Jordan. They asked me today at work because I told them I was preaching. They said, "What are you preaching about?" I said, "About 10 minutes." Yeah, they got a good laugh out of that. They're like, "No, really, when's you preaching?" I said, "Come and find out." First off, I want to say thanks to the pastor for helping me study. He put the confidence in me for this tonight, and I can't thank him enough for it. I tried to fall asleep, and I told my mom, I said, "I'm going to fall asleep. We're going to sleep this night away," but we can tell that didn't happen. So I'm going to be reading out of Luke chapter 8. Verses 43 through 48. "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee and press thee. And sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" I'm going to speak tonight on "It's All in the Touch." You may be seated. We find here that there is a woman with a need. And the need was an issue of blood. And me and Pastor, we looked up what the issue of blood was. It is a fibroid cyst. It is a tumor in the blood. In the womb. Blood clots. You get blood clots. You get severe anemia. And you become a disgrace. You become an outcast. You become unclean. And you feel humiliated with this disease. And tonight we all have issues we can't handle on our own, that we need Jesus. And we see that she spent all the money she had on doctors to help resolve her issue. But no one could help her. Brother Matthew 9 and 12.
"But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, 'They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.'"
And she tried everything she could to get what she needed. But nothing could help her. Nobody could help her. She felt all alone. Like, she tried everything that she could to get. But one day she heard about Jesus coming by. So she went out to see Jesus. Her faith, it became very strong. She did not doubt that if she touched him, just touched the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. All she knew, she just had to touch him. Brother Jordan, can you please read Psalms 28:7, 40 and 17, and Isaiah 41 and 10?
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and my soul will I praise him. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
And when she got to Jesus, she became a little afraid because she didn't want to draw attention to herself. She tried just to blend in with the crowd. And how many times, I'm guilty a lot of times, of just coming to church and trying to blend in with the crowd and not getting the touch that I need for myself. She wanted to touch Jesus, but she wanted to do it in the crowd. She wanted to do it secretly. And I'm about to tell myself, but I am guilty of coming to church and acting like I've got it all together when I really don't. She tried just to make her way through the crowd without nobody noticing her. And just reached out and touched his garment. That's all she did. And Jesus immediately turned around and asked, "Who touched me?" And it angered Peter because he knew that there were thousands of people around. And Jesus wanted to know who touched him. But Jesus knew it was a special touch because virtue flowed through him. And virtue, it means faith, power, grace, energy, force, might, and hope. He felt faith flow. He felt power flow. He felt grace flow. He felt hope flow. You want virtue to flow in your life? Just get into the presence of God and touch him. Luke 8:47-48.
And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
Matthew 14:35-36.
And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country around about and brought him all that they were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as touched were made perfectly whole.
Mark 3:10.
For he had healed many, and so much that they pressed upon him for the touch of him, as many as had plagues.
And the last one, Luke 6:19.
And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all.
And with my imagination, I can only imagine that word got out throughout the land about what happened to her. And then the crowd began to grow in faith. Their faith began to build. And they thought, if she can get it, I can get it. And one by one, they became by and touched the hem of his garment. And they were made whole. One right after the other. And I believe that she made herself available to get the touch she needed. And by making herself available, she began to touch others. And others began to get, they wanted what she got. And then they got what she got, and they began to tell others. And others came and got what they got, and so on and so on. Matthew 14:14-20.
And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not to depart, give thee them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did eat, and they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here I am, here am I, send me."
And we find that there was a crowd of people there. And Jesus was teaching. And they all began to murmur and complain. They were hungry. And Jesus was asking, they was wondering who has something to eat. And I can only imagine that there was a little boy raising up and said, "I got something. I've got something." He gave all he had. He knew it wasn't much, but it was all he had. God doesn't need much to use. All he needs is what you have. Even as young people, and I'm wrapping up, there's not an age limit for being used by God. You can be 5. You can be 7. You can be 13. You can be 20. You can even be my age, 21. But God doesn't put a limit on our age. He just wants what we have. And He wants what we can give Him. You just have to make yourself available to be used of God. And the last scripture I have is Isaiah 6.
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here I am, send me."
And I wonder tonight if we can all stand. And as young people, I wonder if we can all give ourselves to the Lord tonight and let Him use us for these end time revival.